Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. A new documentary being unveiled at Boise's Egyptian Theater this Friday parallels the story of a Syrian refugee girl in Idaho pursuing her American dream to become a doctor in the midst of racial prejudices in the stories of Japanese Americans who survived the Idaho internment camps during World War II. The film, titled Bamboo and Barbed Wire, features Ruth Bader Ginsburg and George Takei. Joining me live in studio are award-winning filmmaker and director of this new documentary, Karen Day, and Katie Hirai, president of the Boise Japanese American Citizens League. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Karen, this is a really deeply personal roots in Idaho, given our history with internment camps. Is that where you kind of started with this film?
I was making Destination Idaho in 2015, which is another film about this state. And I went to Minidoka. And when that film began premiering, so many people said to me, I didn't know that there was an internment camp if they were under 35. And if they were over 35, they mostly said, I didn't know there was an internment camp in Idaho.
Right. I knew of internment camps, but not in Idaho.
Correct.
And Katie, for you, very personal, your grandmother was in the internment camp in
Minidoka.
She was
16 years old when she was interned out of the Seattle area. So her and her entire family came to Minidoka, but her brothers served in the war. So she was the only girl, and her brothers served but had to come back to camp on leave.
So they're serving in the war, yet their family is interned.
Yes, and when they have leaves, they have to go back to be imprisoned in Minidoka.
So tell me, Karen, about the movie itself, because it's present day, yet you entwine these stories.
Well, I was very inspired to make this film because of the divisive dialogue that we have going on nationally right now. And I thought that it's one thing to inform people about the past, but it just became so apparent in every single headline that the past was paralleling in the present. And so I felt an obligation to bring in the story of Lubna Alaboud, who is an incredible advocate in her own right, a high school girl who is so bravely pursuing this American dream in this environment that we're in right now, which is, you know, racial discrimination is an issue in America.
And it goes back generations upon generations in our country. And Katie, for you, why be involved? Why bring these memories up and talk about this? Because it's got to be difficult for your own family to think back on your grandmother and her family. I mean, being pulled from their homes. I mean, so similar to what happened with the Holocaust, frankly.
Sure. I actually didn't do much research out of respect of my grandma. Mm-hmm. She always said that she didn't want to talk about it, and she never wanted to talk about it. And so actually, very recently, I would say within the last month, I started speaking in schools about internment. And I had to do my own research because I didn't know a lot. And all these questions are coming up. Unfortunately, my grandma passed 2 years ago, and so I have nobody to ask anymore. A lot of the people that were interned that remember are gone. And so we're very, very lucky to have a few people in the area who are still willing to speak about it. But as the president of the Japanese American Citizens League right now, I feel like it's my job to get out and educate students. I have young kids myself. And so I'm really just focusing on educating young people about injustice and the things that have happened, because I feel like they look at their Japanese peers and feel like they're equal now. But 60 years ago, that was not the case.
And Karen, talk to me about how U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is featured, as well as actor and activist George Takei.
Well, George Takei is an incredible social advocate mm-hmm. for equality and inclusion. And he actually reads a letter from one of the military in the 442nd that was interned in Minidoka. And it was so moving for him. When we were actually recording this voiceover, we had to keep stopping because we were all in tears, including the engineer who was from Buzzy's recording studio where they do all of the Star Trek. It was like this epic environment,
right,
and then we're all sobbing. To this day, the 442nd is the most decorated military unit of its size in American history.
Yet they were interned when they were on leave. So this is part of your family story right there, Katie.
Correct, yeah.
Did your family talk about that ever?
You know, my uncles did, and they were willing to. I never asked and I never listened out of respect mm-hmm. of my family, but I wish I would have asked more.
Well, it is shocking to think about. You are serving in the military. You are fighting for your country. But you come back to this.
You come back. You serve while your family's behind barbed wire. And it's the same thing dealing with Lubna, who's doing her very best to speak out mm-hmm. for Muslim refugees, for Muslims in general, what it truly means to be a Muslim, what the Quran is about, and how much she's discriminated against just because of stereotypes. And it's the same thing. The Japanese-American internment was a result of discrimination from the Chinese Exclusion Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just continues. And we, you know, this film is not about taking sides. That's why we focused a lot on the military. It's not about being a Republican or a Democrat. It's about the film really is saying, can't we do better as Americans? We don't need to repeat the mistakes we've already made. And that's really, it's actually a very hopeful film. And we hope everyone will come and that's the way they'll see the message.
Mm-hmm. Well, education is so important, right? And it's also bringing these stories to light, to the surface, because there was a huge part of our American history where we covered up the internment camps. So even talking about this has to be eye-opening for many people.
I think so. There really was what she was talking about. There's a code of silence with the Nisei and the Issei, the first generation that went through the internment. And I found this over and over as I was interviewing 90-year-old survivors. And thankfully, I've been making the film for 4 years. I've met so many incredible people. And I think the story will be told for many people, you know, with Japanese ancestry, they will say, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, I just didn't know. So that's what I really feel have an opportunity to be in service to them.
And Katie, is that part of it for you? Like you said, you didn't know a lot about it because in respect to your family from wanting to not talk about it, which I think people can fully understand. But yet, especially in the culture and the climate that we live in today, it's about being able to speak of it.
Yeah, it's important for me to speak up and to speak out about these things that happen to my family and many other families in America. And I want to show my kids that it is okay to speak out against injustice and that you will be safe and that people will respect you if you speak out on these mm-hmm. things.
And to tie it in to what we see today as well.
Absolutely. The pertinence of today, it's, you know, the tagline for the film Bamboo and Barbed Wire is the Bill of Rights is only a piece of paper. And the continuation of that thought is it's up to every one of us to stand up for what's right, mm-hmm. be an upstander. And whatever your moral code is, your compass, you know, follow it and stand up for it.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. I've been talking with director of the new documentary, Bamboo and Barbed Wire, Karen Day, and Katie Hirai. She is president of the Boise Japanese American Citizens League. You can view the movie this Friday, April 12th at Boise's Egyptian Theater. Thank you both so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.